Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight, Monday night, Mad or Glad. You've been hearing a lot about the trade laws being violated. They're saying that China, a big violator of that. I don't know if that's true or not. And the government talking about it a lot and saying that they're going to do what they have to do to defend those laws. Now, there's reasons for that, see? Because if you are dealing with a country and you are giving them a product or selling them a product or a raw materials or whatever it may be, and it's not up to standard, or it hasn't been inspected, or it hasn't been tested, or whatever the situation may be, depending on the product, you know. It's risky. People's lives are involved, you know. And that's why there's laws, federal laws and international laws, to protect people. Now take that same principle and apply it to the service dog situation. You know, why aren't there laws to protect people who rely on a service dog to save their life? No law, no regulation, no licensing. See? And yet it can be life-threatening to many people to not have a service dog or guide dog. There are many, many stories that don't get told in that connection for one reason or another, you know. So we call upon the government, as we have, and we met with our congressman to them again today, informing them about the pictures in the Suffolk News of my guide dog working, demonstrating the value and demonstrating that life-saving protection that we're talking about, and demanding, not asking, demanding that the Americans with Disability Act, federal law, supposedly, protect people, just like those trade laws are there. The Americans with Disability Act should specifically include guide dog, service dog schools under protection and under penalty of law and the federal courts. So there you have it. I wish the other agencies for the blind and disabled would join us in bringing this about. All right, we've been in the newspapers, we've been on television, we've been on Eyewitness
Everywhere.
News.
Yeah.
And not one agency has come forward to say, hey, you know, we'll join you in getting...
I agree with that.
We'll join you in getting the Americans with Disability Act
amended.
To be amended and to include a protection of people who are denied service dogs.
Yeah, well,
so we invite them. We want them. We need them.
Yes.
I mean, that's what it's about. You're supposed to, aren't you supposed to work together as advocates?
Yeah.
Where are
Hell yeah. That's what I intend on trying to do, is get people together. I'm going to try. That's all we could do, just try.
Yeah, well, you
got to
get the people who are going to donate money.
Well, that too, yeah. Yeah.
That's the bottom line. But with this thing that I'm talking about, service dog industry, the money's already there. You don't even have to get people to put up the money.
That's
it's
true.
Already there, and the agencies won't respond.
Won't do it.
Now, how many agencies for the blind and disabled will publish the pictures of Charabelle working?
Not many.
Not many. There isn't one, except us.
That's right. Well,
there isn't one that I know.
We have a hook in with the newspapers, which is good, you know?
Yeah, but these agencies are not promoting.
Doing it.
Passing a law to protect people who were denied the safety of a guide dog. Watch my dog work in the picture.
She did well.
And then take that, understand that a person denied that is not protected by law.
Not only that, I'm going to go a step further. Denied that, they don't have any way of, having the confidence that they, I know even with myself, I'm visually impaired.
Well, that would be a law. There's no law.
Yeah. I'm visually impaired, and I find it difficult, and I wish I had, especially at night or during the day, during the times that the sun is really directly in my eyes, I can't see, poop.
Not one agency is doing anything about it, and I'll tell you why they're not.
If they do,
they're going to have to take a complete stand on it.
That's true. I agree.
Including helping me get my dog's medical.
That's true.
And none of them are doing that.
Yeah.
So there you have it. Until InnerSight gets sufficient money to change these things, it's going to keep on going the same way, because these agencies are not interested in people. They're interested in the money, keeping the money flowing to them. And that's what the problem is. The person comes secondary. And if you don't believe me, ask any nursing home, would you take a person in and let them keep their money with the idea that they're going to go home and help them?
Nope. Hell no.
Find me one like that.
Not one. Not a one.
There's the proof.
I know, because anytime
there's
I went into
the
any
damn
different
ass
home,
proof.
Yeah. They wouldn't even send
you
there unless you had money, period. Or you had an insurance or whatever.
Yeah.
They wouldn't
the
send you there at all. Mm-hmm.
The proof that they don't care about the people. They've set themselves up in such a way that the person has to surrender their life and go there to die.
That's true.
And then they take all your money.
That's true.
That's not
and then they
caring
make it,
about people.
Do you know what they even look for more, I think? People who don't. I think they look at the charts. I really do. I think they have access to the charts and they go, this one's good or that one's good. It's not far-fetched.
What chart? What are you talking about?
The charts in the hospital. And then people say, you got a good one.
Oh,
you got a juicy one here. You better come and get them before they go home.
Well, sure they do.
Seriously. They must.
Why do you think they keep those charts?
Oh, I know. Yeah.
They don't keep those charts, number one, to help the person. Because if they did, they'd bring in other kinds of healing. They keep those charts mostly for their own benefit, to see how they can swindle more money out of somebody.
That's one reason. Another reason is they keep it just so they're not liable for anything, too.
Well, that too. That's what I said, for their own benefit.
Their own benefit, all of it.
Well, that's a mess.
We did this, we did all that, we did all this, and yet, the person died. It wasn't our fault. We did everything. Well, everything in your eyes. Not everything in my eyes,
Yeah, well, that's how they operate. They're given that privilege, under the law.
Yeah.
Anyway, InnerSight Matter Glad, brought to you by the Big East, Akita Rescue, Tom Driven, New Jersey, 609-388-3000. 7004. You want to adopt a great dog, Nikita.
Yeah.
And look for the pictures on my Akita guide dog on the Suffolk News. A few of the papers have it out here. Islip Bulletin, Suffolk News.
Yeah, they do.
And I forget the name of the other one right now, but there's at least three papers, I believe, that
Suffolk News, Long Island Advance, and Islip Bulletin, those three have it.
Did you see the pictures in the Long Island Advance?
Not yet, but I know she said that it was.
Well, I know they have it.
Well, she said it was going to be in there.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, hang on, let me look.
So hopefully the Long Island Advance has three papers, all right? We've alerted some people. We called, and, I'm hoping that Congressman Guavarino will take note.
Make a statement, yeah.
Of these things and do something to protect the millions of people that have applied for service dogs and that will apply. And all those on a waiting list who don't even know if a dog is being trained for them.
That's the worst thing. Or don't even get a chance to apply without being denied. Which I think is the most horrible thing.
And Biggie, 609-388-7004. Phone number. Yeah, all the Mr. Kennedy, Anthony Kennedy Realty. I want to thank him for his pledge today of $100. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, call Mr. Kennedy. Great, great guy. And we appreciate his help to Intersight. Hey, all the beautiful children of the world, watch out for them. Take care of them. Yeah, little Tommy, Avante Oquindo, Corey Foster, little baby Royalty, Ollie Campbell, to mention a few who have passed away. Go an extra mile for a child. Watch over the children. Take care of them. Intersight. Remind you, Intersight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090, Intersight number. Email at intersight@pmpmail.com. No attachments, please. All right. You need dog food, cat food? Hey, call Gary. Nobody starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food, and medical. I want to thank Danny from the Long Island Coalition, who is sending out the pictures for us now that he helped
great.
To get.
Yeah, that's cool.
And we greatly appreciate that. Spread them around. And hopefully we get enough attention to get this law amended to protect millions of people. All right, Intersight. And by the way, if you want to call in, 213-816-1650 is the number here. Mad or Glad Monday. I want to thank some of our friends who have donated to keep this program on the air. Islip Cleaners, Sunset Restaurant, Baccaro's Italian Tavern. Toro Law Center has given of their legal advice. And Suffolk Bus Corp, of course. And so many more individuals. My buddy Tony. And as I mentioned, Anthony Kennedy Realty.
Tony's
pledge
business.
Of $100. What?
Tony's business. What's the name of Tony's business?
He no longer has it. He's retired.
Oh, okay. That's fine. He gave
All
it
right.
to me anyway.
Intersight. mad or glad Monday, and the deepest condolences to my girlfriend, Delilah. Her mom passed away.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Deepest condolences. And when I asked her, is that a mad or a glad, she said, it's a sad.
Yeah.
So there you have it. Not a mad,
it's
not
a
glad.
But it's a sad.
Sad.
Yeah, it could be a mad that, you know, somebody just, you know, you're not able to see them anymore. It could be a mad somewhat, too.
Well, it depends on how the person feels about it.
That's true.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
All right, inner sight. Anything you're mad about or glad about, you can talk about it right here. Anybody on the line? We got any callers yet?
Yeah, let me check. I saw Anthony, but let me see if he's still on.
Well, before we take a call,
yeah,
do the Able News, but see if we have any.
Okay. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 31 years, with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including...
You
got to
talk up a little more. I can hardly hear you.
Okay. Calendar events, columns written by various experts in a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right. I got mad.
Uh-oh.
I'm really mad about the fact that the money to help people who are at risk of going into a nursing home, that the money is there, all right, in given to all these agencies and programs.
Mm-hmm.
But the person who needs the money at the time to stay out cannot get that money.
Yeah, that's
you know,
true.
You have to qualify, you have to be eligible, you have to go through all kinds of personal questioning. And then when all that is said and done, when you're worn out, you don't even know if you're going to be accepted.
That's true.
That's a definite mad. You know that when that money is there for a purpose and they're trying to eliminate you, because that's what that's doing.
Oh, hell
they're
yeah.
They're trying to eliminate the person and not spend the money on them so they can get them in the damn place and take their money.
They take their
Think
money.
Think about that
until,
psychology, yeah. how that works.
Evil it is, if you ask
it's
me.
Horrible.
It is horrible. That's right.
Better way, put the money into a card for the person. You know, this is your money. If you ever get into a situation where you get ill and you go to a hospital and they want to put you in a nursing home, this is your money to protect you. That you don't have to go there.
No. Yeah.
Now, the government can put up half that money, and the agencies can raise the other half.
Well,
and
they
every
could prevent
year,
them also.
What?
They could prevent them from going within the nursing home by just providing the same services in the home. That's all.
Yeah. Every year that fund can be added to.
Right.
And the agencies can...
And it rolls over to the next year. That's what I'd like to see.
Yeah. The agencies can do a telethon for it.
Yeah,
you know,
why not?
And add to the fund. Even
yeah.
if they add a couple of $1,000 for each person.
Right.
You know,
that's right.
The point being that the money would be there to keep them out.
That's true.
That's the whole idea. And that's how those programs should work.
Yeah.
Of course, then you don't need
You're
the
right.
nursing homes.
Well,
why waste
true.
The money on nursing homes?
That's
if
true.
If a person can stay in their own home. So that's a definite mad, the way the way that operates. You know, that here's the person now ill, you know, went to a hospital, and they want to put him in a nursing home, and they have no choice.
Yeah.
Because where are they going to go if nobody wants them?
No, wait, here's the worst thing. They make the whole thing where you're the one, you know, in the wrong, number one. And that bothers me to no end. You're sitting there and you're like, wait a second. My aunt said to me, I feel violated. I feel as if they did this to me, you know, and I now, you know, have a sentence on my shoulders. That's what she said.
Yeah, the other day on the phone,
she
said, they want to put me away.
Yeah, that's what she
now
said.
Now that says it all.
It does, yeah.
You know? She has the feeling that they think she's crazy or something.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
And she's not.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Has your aunt in her life ever been violent?
Never. The only thing she's done, the worst she's done is maybe, you know, raise her voice at somebody. That's the most she's done. But she's a beautiful person.
I rest my case, world.
That's right. Yeah.
So if the money is there and it's not being used right, to me, that's an evil.
Yeah, it is.
You know,
they want her
and
money.
And these agencies, where many and many disabled people work, are allowing this to happen.
Yeah.
They're living off of it. Many of them with big salaries. I don't like that. To me, that's a mad. I'm not saying a person shouldn't get paid, but I'm saying that first, make sure the people who need the help get it.
Well, here's the thing that bothers me. Okay, you're getting money from the government, right? You know, to pay for the insurance that they pay for the nursing home. Now, if that ain't enough, okay, I'm just going to say it just like that, very foul and very crude. If that isn't enough, that's a shame because you're not getting it from me anymore. That's all.
Well, you got to change the law. The person goes to the nursing home to die. That's why they take all everything.
That's right.
But you know what? The bottom line behind the whole thing.
But if I were to go in ever, that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'll do. What are they going to do with me? They have to throw me out of the nursing home, right?
Yeah, well.
I tell you.
They throw you out, they'll get somebody better.
Right, but they
tell
me.
All right,
in
sight.
That means they can't keep me. All right.
213-816-1650. Mad or glad Monday. You want to sound off about anything that you're mad about or glad about? Go ahead. How are we doing? Anybody on the phone?
Yeah, we have Anthony. I believe. Let me take another look. I hope he's still there. Yes.
All right, Anthony from Brooklyn. One of our regular callers.
Yes, here we go.
Welcome.
Welcome.
To Inner Sight.
Hi, Suzanne. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Hi.
Good.
Judy,
good.
How you doing?
I'm okay. I'm taking it easy. I don't know if I commented on this last week, but I'm very upset about the cutbacks at the U.S. Postal Service because not only will it affect people's ability to get their free matter for the blind reading materials and different things that's free matter for the blind, and sometimes it could be their brailers that, you know, they were waiting back from a brailer repair place, you know, to go to school or whatever it is that they're doing, but also older people's medication, you know, that were shipped that way. And I know and believe in my heart of hearts that this postmaster that they have now was appointed by President Trump to destroy the Postal Service, and he's made it so that when you send first-class mail, it takes a week to get there, and they don't fly it by plane anymore. and everything's slowed down, and the Postal Service is going to the dogs, and I want to encourage everyone who, within the sound of my voice, to contact their U.S. House of Representatives, representative in the Senate, and their congressmen, email them, call them, write them a letter if you like, and express your discontent about that. But on to this nursing home issue. They wouldn't like you, Suzanne, in a nursing home because they want someone who's frail and who's quiet and who they can tell.
Maybe I'm somewhat frail, but not quiet.
Right. Yeah, you make too much noise. I will advocate. They don't want to hear that. So, you know, this is part of the problem with them.
Here's the other thing. I'm sorry. This scares me. They can make it where you can be quiet. You understand? That's the scary part.
What do they do? Medicate you and say that your behavior is erratic, and they put you on some kind
of
medication in order for you to live in the facility?
And people don't believe that. Yeah, people don't believe that, but I've seen it with my own two eyes, with my own mom.
Yeah, they did it to my uncle when he was in the nursing home because he got upset about, you know, living in the nursing home and wanting to get out and wanting a home attendant. And, you know, he wanted to be with his family and, you know, was tired of, you know, I guess waiting on people to be taken care of and the food quality and stuff like that. And they said that he was very emotional and very depressed and, you know, his behavior was erratic and that they wanted to take him to the hospital, you know, to be psychologically evaluated because they needed, you know, basically him to, I don't know what the word was they used, but basically to be more tame. Yeah, and more cooperative, you know, with basically, you know, laying in the bed and, you know, suffering and, you know, being away from his family and just dealing with something that we can't say on the air, which is a real shame, and that's all they want out of life for you. And, you know, I was thinking to myself, we all know that the rich get better services in life. They can afford more, and everything they have, you know, overall turns out to be better for them, everything they need, they want, and, you know, they plan to have or, you know, whatever, they will always get. But, I mean, sometimes I've taken the time to look on the internet at these inside of these nursing homes, and you really don't see the difference of them, what's so good about them, what separates them one from the other. I mean, even if you paid millions, I suppose they would kiss your tuchus if, you know, you did pay millions of dollars because, you know, you were rich and they couldn't afford to lose you. But, you know, they all look the same, and you say to yourself, what's the benefit? And why do people do this to themselves? I mean, you could lay in a bed at home and watch TV and, you know, have your homemaker make you something to eat and go to the store for you and do your laundry all the same, you know what I mean? But, of course, once you get in the facility, they're going to tell you, oh, no, you know, what's going to happen if your homemaker doesn't come? How are you going to survive? How are you going to this? How are you going to that? And it's got to be a whole process for you to get out that, you know, takes so long that, like that one guy said, that, you know, might never be until the day you die, and they know it, you know, so they
let me just, Anthony, excuse me, make an announcement here because it's very timely and appropriate. This coming Wednesday, we're going to debut a show. Suzanne's going to be the host. I'll be the co-host. We're going to debut a show called Out of Sight. Get rid of the nursing homes, out of sight. And we're going to talk about everything and anything to get rid of them and how it can happen and how it's good for the country and everybody.
Correct.
So we're going to bring on guests. We're going to bring on people.
Everybody.
Stop interrupting.
Sorry.
We're going to bring on guests. We're going to bring on people and that have been in, people who are on the verge of being railroaded and maybe get a couple of different doctors. You know, anybody, I have a holistic doctor who is willing to come on the show. Anybody and everybody who is disgusted with nursing homes can come on the program and tell why, and we'll give you the solution how it can work. So that starts Wednesday. And every Wednesday, 8 to 9 on Inner Sight, we need all the help we can get. We've got to get rid of these damn nursing homes. Go ahead, Anthony.
You know, so, I mean, you know, when you think about it, I say to myself, and it sounds cruel, but, you know, they really don't get upset about these people dying because, as we've said before, you know, you're not their family and they don't care about you. But what's upsetting to them is basically that, you know, you died before, you know, before they could, you know, get every penny out of you they could. I mean, you know, to get you to live longer, basically, because once they spend up all your money, then they've got to, you know, your family's got to pay if you have some money, and they could continue to get, you know, money off of Medicaid or whatever it is. So, you know, they're, I mean, one in, one out, one in, one out. But, you know, it's a constant business, and they don't want to be shorted a day of pay for each patient, as they call you, you know. So that's what it's all about. And, you know, if you think about how much bacteria is in these nursing homes and how, you know, they're poorly cleaned and how, you know, we know that the workers, you know, don't use universal precautions and how so many people caught the coronavirus and their family members weren't even in the nursing homes, the workers were. So where did they get it from? I mean, it might not have been their fault, but God knows if they were wearing a mask and, you know, they could have probably prevented it by cleaning surfaces that were frequently touched and people all being around the nursing homes. But then again, you know, Cuomo put all those people in the nursing home and sent them there to die once they had the coronavirus. And if more people that weren't so sick, you know, were sent home, maybe they would have had a chance to survive, you know, a lot longer, or at least a little longer with a homemaker. Even though they were short, they could have done something, you know, more than they did. But they didn't bother, and of course more people died, and, you know, what was, and that's a shame, you know.
Well, there's a lesson there with Andrew Cuomo, you know. He violated people's lives, and there's a principle in the Bible, you know, woe unto those who stumble the lame and the blind. That's the old English. And he stumbled thousands of people, maybe more. And we got rid of them. We kicked them out. We got them out. And I like to believe that this show helped.
Yes,
you know?
I agree.
So
I'm
people
happy
beware.
About that. But I don't really think that we have anybody better. And the new governor that we have, she's a big proponent of gun rights, and she's taken money from gun lobbyists for years. But, of course, now she's going to, you know, kiss up to, you know, the people that are against guns, or at least try to, and, you know, cater to this, you know, movement of people who are against law and order, because she wants to, you know, balance her ticket to keep her job, and that's all it's about. So, you know, she's got some you know, changing of her views to do, and even then I wouldn't trust her, and I would still have anxiety and feel uncomfortable with her, and I don't want her, and I'd rather have somebody else, but I hate to vote Republican. But for the first time today, I voted absentee for Curtis Lewa for mayor. You did too?
No, no,
you
I
go?
Can't, because I'm not in the city.
Oh, okay.
But Curtis Lewa is very, very good, I heard.
Yeah, you know, and that's... I think what I'm going to start doing when these people lean too far to, you know, the left and don't want to see people who deserve to go to jail, go to jail. And, you know, that's what you get when you cater to people who cry about, you know, criminal justice reform too much, because it's being carried to the extreme now. And then look what happened to that lady that got pushed onto the subway today by the other lady, and, you know, the other guy that shot himself, and then he asked for help from the police, and they didn't even know he had a gun on them, and then he realized this is what happens when you have people like, you know, Eric Adams that are going to come into office, and this Kathy Hochul, and, you know, she's just a giddy, you know, stupid politician to me that could care less about anything. She just wants the money and just wants to be famous and wants to be part of politics. And that's all she's about. It's,
well,
a shame.
You know, it to me, it really doesn't matter who is in office. as long as we get the money to get rid of these nursing homes and to liberate people.
Yeah, but she hasn't said anything.
Politicians are going to be politicians no matter what.
Yeah, but she hasn't said anything. But she hasn't said anything about, you know, doing anything for the disabled, anything about these nursing homes, anything about anything so far. You know,
yeah, no, I don't expect her to.
Uh-huh. You know, will anybody ever beside us?
The last guy did.
Yeah, it's a shame.
It is.
It's just politics as usual. Same old nonsense with them.
So all we can do is keep pointing this stuff out and bring in stories and people and keep explaining it. And maybe somebody with some money will hear it and they'll say, hey, these people are right. Let's do it. You know?
It seems like everybody, Frank, and it may not be intentionally, you know, and they're going to say it's about money, but it seems like little by little, every, you know, body is destroying our lives, from the Postal Service to how we get mail to these nursing homes, to these, you know, home care agencies crying about not having any staff. I mean, you know.
Well, that's why
the
government shouldn't be totally responsible. The agency should start doing a lot better.
Right.
For us.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not.
But if you think about it, the agencies are downsizing their services, and you know,
because they're not being allowed to be creative.
And they never were. And the way it seems is like they're never going to be either.
We gotta keep fighting to change that. That's what Inner Sight's about.
Yeah.
Right, we're going to move on.
Okay, thank you, Frank. Take care.
Okay.
Thank you, Anthony.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye, Frank. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Inner Sight, Matt or Glad, Monday, 213-816-1650. You're never going to change politicians. You know, I'm not looking to change politicians. I'm looking to change the system, you know, because if we change the system and you get more disabled people who can work and pay taxes, the politicians are going to like that. See? So you don't have to change them. Change the system. That's easier than changing the politicians. You know, you're not going to change these politicians. They're always going to be the same way. So I don't have faith in it. I'll be very honest. I don't have faith in any politicians.
Yeah.
You know, I met with this guy over a month ago now. What has he done? Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
I'm not saying he won't. If he does, he does. I'm leaving the door open. But as of now, he hasn't done a damn thing. And several other politicians that I've met with over the last 4 years especially. So don't look to change politicians. Don't look to say, oh, this guy's going to help us. Let's vote for him. You know, no. I think that's the wrong attitude. You got to look to where you can get the money to change this system. That's the only thing that's going to work. You know, I hear on the news every day, the business news, all these billion-dollar corporations doing all these weird things because they have the money to do it. Do you hear about this guy set up a space program, one of the billionaires, and his own workers came forward and said the place is contaminated and toxic.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's terrible.
He did it because he had money.
That's right. Wow.
So why can't we do the same thing, only in a good way?
Right.
See?
Exactly.
If we had the money, we could get rid of the nursing homes.
Right.
You know? We could pass a law so a blind person's protected when denied a guide dog.
That's true.
We could do all these things. And you know what's going to happen then? The politicians are going to come along and say, oh, that's wonderful. That's a great idea. You're doing great work.
Yeah.
See? Then they're going to come in and want to be part of it.
That's true.
But you're not going to change politicians. They're all the same.
You know why? The only way they'll do it is if they see the mass of people wanting it. You know? That's the only way.
Well, even that. Even that, to me, because, you know, you have to do it in the right way, not just do it in any old sloppy way that's being done now. You know?
That's true.
If they see the mass, those people that want it, and they say, oh, we're going to put more money into this program, that program. No.
No.
That's not going to do anything. Mm-mm. It's going to be the same old stuff.
Right.
You got to change the way this system operates.
That's right.
Otherwise, you're not doing anything.
But that's what they do. That's usually what they do, you know that. They try to do it that way.
Well, they don't see the real
grand picture.
The real point of it.
Right, that's the problem.
Putting more money into these programs is, putting more money into these programs is not the answer.
No, it isn't.
In fact, that's made it worse.
I have
in many,
a mat. I have a big mat, actually. My
All
legs,
right.
I'm not losing any of the swelling that's in my legs. So now that I'm not losing any of the swelling, I'm getting, like, ulcerations in between my toes.
No.
It hurts like hell. Seriously. So that bothers me to no end. So now I got
a lot
constantly
of toxins in your body.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I got tea tree oil. That thing. I had no idea what to do with it. The skin is broken, so I can't do anything until the skin closes. You know.
Well, you got to get to a doctor who's going to detoxify you.
Yeah.
That's
like yesterday. Like yesterday.
Yesterday what?
Like yesterday, I have to do that.
Yeah,
I have to do that like as soon as possible. And when
you got
to
get to a doctor who's going to detoxify you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way you're going to get better.
Somebody who really like Calipi. You know, so I got to get my act together and give you maybe any kind of video just telling people what's happening.
Oh, get these people to put the damn money up. People you've been dealing with.
Yeah, I hope so.
Find out.
Well, she was supposed to call me today. I didn't hear anything from her today. You know? Yeah. I spoke with her this morning. I was texting her. Oh, I'm busy with somebody. I'll call you at 12 o'clock. Is that okay? I said, okay. So then she didn't call me, which is terrible. So I'm going to call
her.
Her.
Bugger.
Yes,
tell
I will.
Tell her you're getting worse.
I am, actually. It's not that I'm...
Tell her.
That's not...
Tell
that's
her I'm
not
getting
a
worse. I need a doctor who's going to detoxify me.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to help me?
That and also the other stuff that I was talking about. You know, she's got to do both. You know?
What other stuff?
Remember, aside from the Dr. Calipi, she was supposed to do the other thing. I forgot. Change my medicine over to the other stuff.
Well,
yeah.
Calipi can help you with that, too.
That's what I was thinking, because obviously these people don't know. But
the only way you're going to get help is you got to get to a doctor who's going to detoxify you.
Yeah, I think he
That's
will.
That's my thought.
He's going to do that, and he's also going to reboot. I'm saying it this way because it's the easiest way I could think of it. He's going to jumpstart. That's a better word I was looking for. Jumpstart my immune system, I think.
Oh, you got to get to him.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, Man of Glad, Monday, 213-816-1650.
Mm.
You want to call in? Let's see. Tomorrow night's open mic. Wednesday night, we start our new program, Get Rid of the Nursing Home. Inner Sight, presents out of sight. Get the nursing homes
That's
out
right.
of sight. So Wednesday night's our first show, and we're going to continue every Wednesday to bring you a program and how these nursing homes can be gotten rid of and how we don't need them. All right, Inner Sight, let's see, Thursday, I don't know, Pidge and I will be on Thursday. We'll have to decide what we're going to talk about.
Doing?
Friday night
but
is the
told
funnies.
Me to put up the show.
Yeah, Friday night's the funnies here on Inner Sight. All right? So we have a lot of fun on Friday. And
oh, yeah, we do.
Between 8 and 9. All right. Anything you're mad about or glad about right here live? Give me a count.
Tally?
Give me
yeah.
a count.
It was pretty good. It went up a little. Let me wait till it comes up. It is, drum roll, it is 110,251.
All right. 110,251. Okay. Headed for 111,000. All right. Inner Sight. People are hearing us. That's a good sign, you know. And we need more agencies and people to step up and take a stand on what is going on and how people cannot get the help they need, even though the money is there. That's the bottom line. You see, people should have the freedom of choice as to what kind of medical treatment they want. You know, many, many people who are disabled are being made worse by the treatment they're getting because their body can't handle it. The normal body can barely handle it, so-called normal body. So imagine if a person is disabled.
Yeah.
You know, and they're going to these doctors that shove this stuff on them, you know.
True.
And many times it backfires, many times horrendous side effects. And they're not taking into consideration that the person is disabled. They're not looking at that. They're not dealing with that. And that's a big mistake. When you're a doctor and you're dealing with somebody who's not disabled, it's a lot different when you're dealing with somebody who is disabled. All right? Because we have a whole different psychological structure to deal with because of the way the system operates, you know. And the doctors should learn about that. The doctors should know about that. They should care about that because that's part of treating somebody who's disabled. How many doctors know, for instance, that service dog schools are not licensed to train dogs?
Too many.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they're dealing with somebody who needs a service dog and that person is emotionally, you know, upset or disturbed or troubled, that makes a difference with your treatment. It makes a big difference, and it should be dealt with, should be looked at. And healers should be concerned about that.
Yeah, they should.
To the point where they'd want to do something about it. So that's a mad, that you have to go to doctors who are not looking at the whole person. You know, a doctor, most of them think you just go in there and they examine you and notify the pharmacy and you leave and that's it. That doesn't help most people, especially if you're disabled. It really doesn't in many, many ways. Because you got to deal with a system that's all broken and out to get you.
Yeah, it's true.
The system is out to put people in nursing homes.
That's very true.
That's what we got to live with. That's what we got to fight against.
And that's
what we're dealing with.
You know, it's so funny. It's not funny, per se. I'm just saying that as a statement. That when my aunt was in the hospital and the physical therapist came to see her, immediately both, you know, Richie and I, her stepson is Richie, his name, and I were just saying, oh, my God, that's it. We know exactly where the writing of the wall is. We knew that once a physical therapist comes to evaluate the patient, that's what you, the biggest red flag everybody has to know. Because that's when you are so vulnerable going into a nursing home. Or they write on any your chart or any of your paperwork that you're a two-person assist when you're not. Okay? They see a disabled person or an elderly person, they go scapegoat instantly. I swear, I feel that way. That's how I feel. You know, this is the scapegoat.
Well, if you had your
them.
Aid there, you could okay. prove that you're not a two-person assist.
Even that. Even if you're with them, it doesn't matter. They'll lie. Oh, we don't feel it's right. You're right. This, that. I said, now, the way we had to do this is I'm encouraging people to do this if they have a little bit of money. Okay? Is to put aside money for yourself, whatever you do, for home care. All right?
Nobody
are insurances that cover it, but to tell you the truth,
nobody should have
I would
to
go
that.
And live in a quieter area. Excuse me, I have the hiccups. And a cheaper area, too. If you lived in New York all your life and you have a pension from New York and you go to live in a quieter area, you're able to have the money there and it'll help you. But right now, I mean, if you don't have any money because you've had to live off your money because of the pandemic, that's kind of rough, too. You're playing catch-up. You know, and that's what my husband and I are doing, playing catch-up, you know.
When you go to the hospital and they want to put you into a nursing home,
mm-hmm.
if you have the money to back you up, you can get out of there and go home. That's the whole point of what we want to do.
Yeah. Hold on a second.
We're not saying get rid of the hospitals. We're saying get rid of the nursing home. All right, Intersight. 213-816-1650. Man, I'm glad Monday. And, yeah, there's so much to be thankful for that we forget. You know, being an advocate, it's easy to forget what we're thankful for. You know, we're thankful for being here, for being able to talk freely on the air like this, give our opinion, you know. So don't get the wrong idea.
I'm sorry. No, we don't. That's, yeah, I agree with you. Yeah.
Inner Sight does not hate this country. We love this country.
That's true.
That's why we want to help it.
You know, if we didn't love this country or love people, okay, we wouldn't be, you know, volunteering our time, our energy. We don't make a penny.
Yeah, right.
Okay, not one penny.
We don't get the big salaries.
No, we don't. You know, and people are surprised. People are exactly surprised. Well, why don't you? Because it's not that. It's, I mean, I have no problems volunteering and helping anybody. Okay, I want to, and that's the God honest truth that's in my heart. Things come from your heart. If you've been through something, I feel, and you don't help somebody and you know the answer, you're just as bad as any of the agencies or the government, I feel, because you know
the
answer.
Well, the people with the big money aren't helping for the most part.
That's right. Even if you don't have the money and you're not helping, okay, you're not helping them with, you know, you could volunteer services, I mean, volunteer time. You know, and that time is precious to a lot of people like me. It's very precious. I feel that I volunteer my time you know, I want to do that. And it's part of me to help people. That's the way of me saying to the you know, America, to the world, I love you so much back that I'm going to help you. That's how I feel, at least.
Yeah, well, that's why we want to change this system. You know, the government now is concerned about the debt that they owe, right?
Yeah.
Inner sight can help that. You know, mandate these agencies to raise money, bring back the telethon.
Yeah.
Let the government cut the money that they have to put in. It can't happen overnight, no. Do it as a pilot. You know, we can help the country with these ideas. Get rid of these ridiculous nursing homes. Let people stay in their own home. Let the agencies start raising the money for a lot of that. Why not?
Yeah, they should.
You know, I believe we could do it. I believe we could. People would respond, especially if they know that they don't have to pay taxes for all this medical and for all the nursing homes. That could be reduced. You know. But you gotta have the chance. Set it up and do it.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, Inner Sight, Monday Matter Glad, 213-816-1650. And have you got the? I'm just curious. What the latest Able News?
What?
I wonder if there's a Mad or Glad on. I just want to know what the front page is.
Okay, hold on. Let me look quick.
Can you look that up?
Yeah, I am right now.
Yeah, the Able News.
Uh-huh.
Angela Melanie, by the way.
Okay. Tokyo Paralympic back after the pandemic delay. Oh, great. There was a delay. They couldn't bring them back. Okay.
Bring back. Read that again.
Okay. The Paralympics were stuck in Tokyo after there was a pandemic delay.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Then there's, this is interesting. Hold on, let me see. Okay, suit alleges prison denying access, what? Denying access to disability rights. Nonprofit organization, disability rights advocates, and Prisoners Legal Services of New York have filed a class action lawsuit against New York State Department of Corrections. Supervision on behalf of people with disabilities who are incarcerated at Five Points Correctional Facility and have denied mobility related accommodations. They need to get around. That's true.
Oh, that's the ADA. Good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck with that.
That'll be going on for 20 years.
Oh, here's interesting. And there's going to be a new column in her paper on disability history. I think that's interesting. I'd like to find that out more.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Sounds kind
we'll
of,
see what that's about.
Sounds kind of boring to me. Anyway,
yeah.
Inner Sight. We'll be with
but
you tomorrow night. Open mic. Thank you for listening. Suzanne, co-host, engineer, and all our listeners, we thank you. Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. Tomorrow night's open mic, so be with us and make your own subject.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Inner Sight around the world. And we thank the over 100,000 people who have listened.
Yes.
Don't forget, check the Suffolk papers and the pictures of my working guide dog. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
good night, everyone.